Random House Audiobooks presents The Agenda, What Every Business Must Do to Dominate the Decade. This is the author, Michael Hammer. My journey to this audiobook has been a very long one. I arrived at MIT in 1964 with some 900 other freshmen. Although we didn't know it at the time, we were about to witness, and in some cases contribute to, the dawn of the computer age. Among my professors and classmates, and later my colleagues and students, were such people as the inventor of the Ethernet, the builder of Lotus 1-2-3, and the architects of the Internet. I continued at MIT, earning a PhD in computer science, and then joining the faculty in that field. But over time, I came to realize that I did not share the intense passion for computing technology that most of my colleagues had. So as the 1980s dawned, I resigned my tenured position at MIT, an act that may have bordered on madness, and went off to see what was happening in the real world of business. One great advantage I had in this enterprise was that I had never attended business school. As a result, I did not see the business world filtered through the theories and expectations transmitted in a classroom. Rather, I saw it as it really was. And what I saw largely appalled me. As a naive academic, I had assumed that sophisticated business people were exploiting the power of the computer in imaginative ways. Instead, I discovered that the vast majority of companies were simply overlaying computer technology on antiquated business practices, paving the cow paths. Where was the imagination, the creativity, the elegance? Even worse, as I dug deeper, I found that the operations of supposedly great corporations, automated or otherwise, were largely haphazard and undesigned, rife with inefficiency and waste. Pampered by buoyant economic conditions and pliant customers, companies were wasting the technological opportunity that the computer was offering them. There were some bright spots in this bleak landscape. In my peregrinations, I was fortunate enough to come across a few companies that were actually starting to do things differently, usually because they were in desperate straits. The results these companies achieved were breathtaking, but this work still felt incomplete to me. As someone trained in the disciplines of mathematics and engineering, I looked for the theory that underlay these innovations. Unfortunately, there was none to be found. These companies had their hands full creating new ways of working. It fell to me to synthesize from the raw material of their experiences an explanatory theory of what they had done, as well as a methodology for others to emulate. Re-engineering was the term I coined to describe these innovative ways of doing business. During the 1990s, re-engineering evolved from experimental construct into serious business practice, employed by hundreds of major companies and countless smaller ones. Through the decade, I continued to study these companies and the challenges they encountered. I documented these learnings in two further books. While I learned a great many things from these studies, the most important thing I learned was that Curly was wrong. Very, very, and even dangerously wrong. The Curly to whom I refer is not the one of Three Stooges fame, but rather the taciturn cowpoke in the film City Slickers, played by Jack Palance. In the film, Curly offers a bit of zen-like counsel to Billy Crystal's character, a seeker after life's purpose. It's just one thing, meaning that everyone should focus on just one key goal in life. Whether or not that is good advice in private life, following it in business invites disasters far worse than cattle stampedes. In reality, there is no one grand solution to the problems of modern business, no one technique or single idea that guarantees salvation and success. One of the inadvertent sins for which I will one day no doubt be called to account is having caused to be unleashed on an unsuspecting world a flood of big idea business books. Re-engineering the corporation had one central notion, that dramatic performance improvements could be achieved through radical changes in business operations. While I did not mean to imply that re-engineering was all that companies needed to do to defeat their competitors, the success of the concept and of the book encouraged others to promote one or another silver bullet. For nearly a decade, business people have been deluged with books promising simple recipes for eternal victory. Perhaps part of my atonement for this unintentional transgression has been to write The Agenda. For Curley indeed was very wrong. No one thing is sufficient for contemporary business success. In my studies of the past decade, I have found that the best companies have been innovating on a broad front. They have been questioning and reshaping virtually everything about their companies, from the role of managers to the structure of measurement systems to relationships with suppliers and customers. Again, as was the case with re-engineering, these innovations were tactical battlefield responses to the challenges of a new business environment. The power and success of these innovations demanded that they be both chronicled and explained. The agenda is the result. The agenda does not propound one grand thesis. Rather, it articulates 9 different ideas. It is for everyone in business, from the front lines to the CEO, who needs to understand how to survive and even thrive in an environment that presents unprecedented challenges. The goal of the agenda is to explain a set of emerging business concepts that will shape the management discourse of the coming decade, much as re-engineering shaped the last one. These concepts underlie what is happening right now at the cutting edge of business. By highlighting them, I hope to make them accessible to the entire business community. Long though the trip to the agenda may have been, it has also been fascinating and exciting. I only hope that this audiobook captures in some small way the thrills of that journey and that you have as much fun at the destination as I did along the way. The Agenda. Suddenly, business is not so easy anymore. For a very brief period in the late 1990s, it seemed that all the problems of business had been solved. Everywhere one turned, enterprises were booming. Established companies were racking up record sales and earnings. Startups were deluged with capital. Growth and success were taken for granted. Confidence was high. Customers were spending. The stock market was moving in one direction only, up. Anyone seemed to be able to win at business. Knowledge, technique, and experience were not needed. Only energy, gumption, and attitude. The new American dream had nothing to do with working hard and long to build a business, but featured instead hanging out with some buddies, coming up with a cool idea, and going public in a year or so. The business zeitgeist, as promoted by self-proclaimed visionaries, was that we were in a new economy, in which the business cycle had become a thing of the past. The internet had changed everything, and mundane issues like cost and quality and inventory had become irrelevant. Not anymore. The longest economic expansion in U.S. history is winding down, and the giddy days of the 1990s are now mere memories. As of this recording, the business media are no longer reporting on plants running over capacity, on companies scrambling to fill positions, or on venture-funded startups revolutionizing this industry or that. Instead, we are hearing about layoffs and store closings, energy shortages and soaring costs, decreased advertising and lower profits, missed earnings expectations, and steep stock market declines. Business school applications are up, and IPOs are down. Business people's smugness has given way to anxiety. They can no longer take growth for granted or assume that this year will be better than last. They are shocked to find that markets go down as well as up, and that growth has to be created, not just harvested. Managers are learning again that most new ideas do not succeed, that many companies fail, that resources are always scarce, and that above all, business is not a game for amateurs. Managers are rediscovering that business is about execution. Business today is no longer about grand visions and the arrogance of youth. Business Today is about nuts and bolts, the mechanics of making companies work. It is serious stuff. Even if the current downturn proves to be brief.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?